Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Public Health Director Kim Dorn to talk about preparing for Ebola.
Ebola, big in the news. We've actually seen some area hospitals and facilities start to take a few precautions in regards to Ebola. What is the Marion County Public Health Department doing in regards to any sort of preparations in that regard?
Well, Ebola is a very serious disease. We'll put that out there right now. But the thing that we need to do is everybody needs to keep this in perspective. There are no known cases of Ebola in Iowa. You may hear about some Ebola planning meetings that Marion County Public Health is holding, and we are doing planning here. We are doing some planning with hospitals and other community partners because it would be completely irresponsible to not do planning.
And that certainly is the way you have to approach things, even though right now it's not even in the area. You have to be prepared for something of this magnitude coming to the area at any point, whether it be Ebola or any sort of disease.
That's correct. You always, you know, in the world that we live in, we always plan for the worst and hope for the best. And so it's really important for us to do planning, for all of us to take care of brushing off some of our dustier plans and making sure that we're really on target with all of our infection control practices. And with every disease, the infection control practices and the PPE is a little bit different from one from another. So there's some fine-tuning of our policies and procedures and that kind of stuff locally based on Ebola as a disease. But we've walked through our isolation and quarantine protocols, so we know exactly how to enact those. I know the hospitals are working on their protocols and kind of shoring things up as far as if someone was brought to them, how that would look and how, you know, what would happen there. There shouldn't be a lot of surprises dealing with Ebola. The CDC is supposed to notify the Iowa Department of Public Health of travelers coming home from those affected areas in the world. And then IDPH is supposed to notify us, and then we will notify our local partners of anybody who's coming home from traveling. So it shouldn't be a big surprise if somebody travels home, because we should be monitoring them already as far as their health. And just to make sure that they're doing okay, we will probably do some quarantining and that kind of stuff if that happens. But I think that short of something that's unplanned, that the processes are pretty good.
What do you want people to know in regards to Ebola?
I think the main message is that you cannot get Ebola unless you have been exposed by somebody who has Ebola. So, and what an exposure means is that you have actually had contact with body fluids of a person who has been sick or has died from Ebola. So unless you personally know somebody who has Ebola or has died from Ebola, your chances are very, very, very slim, almost non-existent, of getting Ebola. You have to have contact with any of those body fluids of somebody who's got the disease in order for you to get it. So if you go, oh, I've got a headache, it's probably just a headache.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Public Health Director Kim Dorn, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.